Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good afternoon to you all on this wonderful Wednesday of the month of January 2015. It's wonderful to be alive in this new year. Yes, it's still new. It's only 14 days in. So if you didn't start off quite on the right foot, or the foot that you wanted to start on at, you have a little bit of time, actually, a whole lot. So this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutrition knowledge with you. To learn a little bit more about me, visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. As in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Alrighty, today's topic, the flu shot fallacy. Uh-oh, what is up with the flu shot? Listen, folks, we are hearing that it's not quite working as well as it is should be this year. Go figure. So if you get one, you may still get the flu. So what's the point? Anyway, we'll be sharing some news with you today. Some information, probably some you've already heard, some you need to implement, some information you haven't heard. But I share this with you from Natural News and Mercury tests conducted on vaccines recently at a Natural News forensic food lab. They revealed a shockingly high level of toxic mercury in an influenza vaccine, which is the quote-unquote flu shot, made by GlaxoSmithKline. Tests conducted via ICP, MS, really means nothing to you or me, document mercury in the flu label vaccine at a shocking 51 parts per million, or over 25,000 times higher than the maximum contaminant level of inorganic mercury in drinking water, said by the EPA. So that's quite high, 25,000 times higher. Okay, the tests were conducted using a 4-point mercury calibration curve for accuracy. Even then, the extremely high level of mercury found in this flu shot was higher than anything we've ever tested, according to the ICP-MS, via ICP-MS, and including tuna and ocean fish, which are known for high mercury contamination. In fact, the concentration of mercury found in the GSK, that's GlaxoSmithKline, the flu shot, was 100 times higher than the highest level of mercury ever tested in contaminated fish. And yet vaccines are injected directly into the body, making them many times more toxic than anything ingested orally. That is something to stop and just pause and think about that. Previous research documented mercury consumed orally is easily blocked by eating common foods like strawberries or peanut butter, both of which bind with and capture about 90% of the dietary mercury. So everybody's going to load up on the strawberries and peanut butter, huh? Here are the actual results of what was found in the flu shot. And ammonium 0.4 parts per million, arsenic 0, cadmium 0, lead 0, but mercury 51 parts per million. And that's a lot. That is indeed a lot. All tests were conducted via calibrated high-end ICP-MS instrumentation. And as you take in the scientifically validated fact that mercury exists at very high concentrations in flu vaccines, keep in mind that most doctors, pharmacists, and members of the mainstream media continue to stage an elaborate lie. And it's elaborate. That claims mercury has already been removed from vaccines. These are tests that have already been done, and indeed, mercury was not removed. Why do they want you to continue to get the flu shot? Because it's a money thing. That's all I can say. It's money. It has all to do with money, and not necessarily anything to do with health. And once again, if you've heard that the flu vaccine is not as concentrated or as potent or as effective, I should say, as it should be. So if indeed you do get the flu shot, if you haven't already, you are still likely to get the flu. Anyone who claims mercury has been removed from all vaccines is either wildly ignorant or willfully lying. This is natural loose talking. And anyone who would knowingly allow themselves to be injected with mercury is probably already a victim of that, the kind of brain damage well known to be caused by mercury. So yes, indeed, mercury causes brain damage. Across the board, flu shots are heavily propagandized and promoted with the implication that they have zero risks while offering 100% protection. No one in the mainstream media ever questions this claim, even though the package insert openly admits the claim is complete hokum and has never been subjected to scientific scrutiny. Well, there is an insert, and the package insert for flu shot readily admits that the vaccine has been subjected to scientific clinical trials. It says, there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with Flulaval. And that's the package insert that claims a tiny text that no one ever reads. And so it's there. You ever hear the saying, read the fine print? Well, this is what we have to do sometimes. We have to sit down and read the fine print. And this is what the package says. The package insert says there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with the flu shot. So why is everyone still getting it if there's no controlled or no adequate decrease, displaying that the flu disease is effective after you receive a flu shot? It's printed right on the insert, yet no one in mainstream media will ever report this astonishing admission. It's amazing. It's the flu shot. It's a fallacy, folks. So what's the deal with the insert? Guess what? It says some other things as well. It also says safety and effectiveness of Fluval have not been established in pregnant women, nursing mothers, or children. Okay, I'll repeat that. This is also what this insert says. If you have a flu shot, if you receive an insert or anything like that, pull it out, read the fine print. You may find one of these statements on it. Safety and effectiveness of Fluvival have not been established in pregnant women, nursing mothers, or children. Okay? The effectiveness has not been established. But yet, pregnant women and nursing mothers, children, are always, and I mean always, recommended that they obtain a flu shot. Yet everywhere you go in America, there's Walgreens, CVS, Walmart Pharmacy promoting flu shots for pregnant women. Yes, indeed, they do that. Doctors will tell you. Never mind the fact that the flu shot safety has never been established in pregnant women. And never mind the obvious fact that you should never inject a pregnant woman with mercury in the first place. Who needs scientific proof when you've got the full propaganda of the media and the government to back you up? Anyone who dares question the scientific validity of flu shot safety for pregnant women is immediately attacked as being an opponent of all vaccines. It's amazing. But this is what goes on in our society, in our country specifically, and it's all hokey pokey. It's so wrong. It's so incorrect that, once again, a flu shot, there are some things you can do, and, I'll kind of help you out on that, but I'm just going to go through a little bit more facts to bring some more enlightenment to this subject and what the point is, if any, of getting a flu shot, or not, for that matter. Do flu shots cause cancer? The honest scientific answer is that these shots are never tested for that. As the insert readily admits, something else it says, Fluval has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for impairment of fertility. Believe it or not, the Fluval vaccine also warns that no one should be given this shot if they've already received another flu shot at some previous time. Oh me, oh my. Do not administer Fluval to anyone following previous administration of any influenza vaccine. This is what the insert says. And yet, amazingly, people are encouraged to get it year after year after year after year, even though the packaging directly warns against anyone taking a series of influenza vaccines. It's amazing. The same insert that admits that this vaccine has never been proven safe in children or pregnant women also openly admits that it contains neurotoxic chemicals. Per the insert, each dose of Fluvival contains up to 25 micrograms of formaldehyde. Formaldehyde, folks, is a neurotoxin. And up to 50 micrograms of sodium deoxycholate. So, you know, we're injecting our bodies with mercury and formaldehyde and all types of chemicals looking for the magic cure, and there is none. You absorb 100% of the mercury, unlike the mercury you eat, where most of it sticks to food fibers and is transported out of your body, you know, through urine and bowel movements. So injected directly into your body is totally, totally different. Ever wonder what all these toxic chemicals and heavy metals cause in humans? Flu shots of vaccines, it turns out, are already known to cause a huge number of devastating health effects. And I'm going to go over what those are in a moment. Predictability, predictably, there is a massive disinfo campaign across the mainstream media. Wikipedia, medical journalists, and government propaganda agencies, CDC, FDA, et cetera, to pretend that flu shots have no risks whatsoever. Yet, the insert that comes with the vaccine openly admits the flu shot has been linked with a long, frightening list of serious adverse effects. As this Fluvival insert says, and I'm going to read it to you, it says, in addition to reports in clinical trials, the following adverse events have been identified during post-approval use of Fluvival. And it's a pretty long list, but I'll go through it fast. Vomiting, chest pain, allergic edema of the mouth, anaphylaxis, laryngitis, colitis, muscle weakness, arthritis, dizziness, paresthesia, tremor, somnolence, Guillain-Barré syndrome, convulsions, seizures, facial or cranial nerve paralysis, encephalopathy, limb paralysis, insomnia, dyspnea, sweating. You know, there is an extensive amount of information. There is even, you could even look it up online, the flu insert, flu shot insert, GlaxoSmithKline. And there's even a toll-free number attached to it. So, just admonishing you that you should receive during pregnancy and be encouraged to contact your health provider directly. And there's a toll-free number if you have any questions. But if you take the flu shots, you are being poisoned by quacks. According to Natural News, let me just share something with you. The upshot of all this is that flu shots utterly lack any scientific evidence of safety, of efficacy. We don't know if they work at all, folks. We don't know. In other words, and neither does the vaccine manufacturer. It's amazing. That's what they say in their inserts. Anyway, I've read you several statements already. Neither do the doctors or medical staff who administer them. Flu vaccines are injected into people purely as a matter of blind faith in the very same companies that have already been convicted of felony crimes. Amazing. GlaxoSmithKline, for example, not only manufactures this Fluvival vaccine, the company also committed multiple felony crimes and got caught bribing doctors, ultimately agreeing to pay a multi-billion dollar criminal settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice. So go figure. Trusting a flu shot made by a corporation of felons is a lot like trusting the purity of heroin you buy from a street dealer. Oh, boy. That is serious. Both flu shots and street heroin have at least one thing in common, by the way. Neither has ever been tested for safety. All righty. Anyway, the only people who argue with this fact that, these flu shots are what they are those who are already mercury poisoned and thus incapable of rational thought. Mercury damages brain function, which exactly is what causes some people to be tricked into thinking vaccines are safe and effective. So, in other words, if you know it messes with your brain, you're probably not thinking straight anyway, basically. It's what we're trying to say. Okay, so how much mercury is really in a flu shot? You know, how much? 51,000 parts per billion level of mercury found in a flu shot. Parts per billion, 51,000. All forms of mercury, folks, all forms of mercury are toxic to humans. They're toxic. So the bottom line, there's no need for a flu shot. The bottom line, if you've already gotten a flu shot, you need to build up your immune system big time. And also know this, there's no guarantee that you're not going to get the flu. No guarantee. So, you know, but you just need to be aware that it's not doing what it says it's going to do necessarily. It's not all cracked up what it says it is. And there is no guarantee to the effectiveness because there is no guarantee of efficacy with a flu shot. So if you did not get one, don't even plan to get one is my ultimate suggestion. And if you've already received one, build yourself up with some immune-boosting foods. You've got lots of berries for antioxidants. Also, your zinc, your vitamin C comes from citrus. And also fruits such as strawberries and kiwi. Also, probiotics. It's very similar to an antibiotic, basically. Anything that's anti-good, you know, is anti-bad. Anti-bad is anti-good. It kills, well, what antibiotics do, they kill the good as well as the bad germs. So you want to build up your immune system once again if you've received an antibiotic. But once again, you know, look out for yourselves, for your family members, those who are pregnant, those who are the elderly, those who are children. Build up your immune system, folks, with good foods. Protein is not necessarily something that you would look, but it builds up your muscles, and muscles build, you know, counteract fat. Fat makes you sluggish. When you're sluggish, you're tired. When you're tired, you're weak. When you're weak, you get sick. So we're looking at it in that form. Build up your immune system with bodybuilding, rich, immune-boosting foods. And also drink your water. It's so necessary. People believe just because it's cold, you don't need water. You don't need to protect yourself from the cold and the wind and the sun's rays. You know, just as you protect your skin, you need to protect yourself from the inside out. So drink your water. Half your body weight in ounces. If you weigh 100 pounds, you need to be drinking 50 ounces of water on a daily basis, just to give you an example. So I hope this has helped you. Just know that the flu shot is not all what it's cracked up to be. There is no guarantee that you will not get the flu after you've already received the flu shot, the flu vaccine. So just know that do what is best for your body. Get, you know, adequate amount of rest. Drink your water, your vitamin C, your zinc, your probiotics, vitamin D, definitely for this time of year will definitely build you up and keep you from getting sick in the first place. So I hope that helps. And on that note, we're going to go right into Wednesday's word that comes to us from Billy Graham Evangelist Association. Do you know God? Do you know God? I'm the good shepherd. And know my sheep, and am known of mine. Teen, unless God is revealed to us through personal experience, we can never really know God. Most of us know about God, but that is quite different from knowing God. We learn about God through the agencies of the church, the Sunday school, the youth activities, the worship services. Many people stop in their quest for God at this point. It is one thing to be introduced to a person, but quite another thing to know him personally. And that's Wednesday's word. So God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. Until next week, the 21st of January. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And have a blessed rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.